Now time for a locker room chat with Axel Boyd head basketball coach Jason Tynan after a pair of victories from this past week. First of all, congratulations as we talk about this game versus Washington County. First, you guys win at home 64-32. Your thoughts on the win over the Tigers?
You know, we played a really good complete game. I thought we did a really good job on the glass and took advantage of some opportunities to get out and transition. And, you know, struggled at times in the half court scoring a little bit, but we were able to find ways to get the ball into the paint and score there. Shooting still kind of struggled, but we were able to, you know, Eli kind of got going a little bit and kind of made it tough on him. So, good win. We need what we needed to do, what we had to do to pull that one out. And so just build confidence and keep growing as we head into the end of February here.
Yeah, and then you guys followed that up with the win over Troy. And, Coach, this is a Troy team that coming into this game had won 8 games in a row, and you guys stopped them like a brick wall, defeating them 72-47. Your thoughts on that win?
Yeah, you know, we talked about it. We played them in the TBL tournament, and kind of their what they like to do is just dribble drive and kind of play downhill and get into the paint and kind of create offense for other guys. And we did it. We worked really hard all Monday night of practice about trying to keep them out of the paint, trying to slow them down a little bit and keep them in front of us. And we did a really good job of that, especially in the second half. Defensively, that was probably our best stretch of defense this season, and so it was good to see. And you know, when they shoot quite a few threes, and there's a lot of long rebounds. And first half we kind of struggled with that, rebounding the basketball, and second half we kind of picked it up a little bit there, and were able to, you know, limit their second chance opportunities. And so I thought that was probably our best 4 quarters of basketball all season. And so it's a good time to be getting there. Now you just got to keep growing off of that performance.
So, Coach, you guys take on a Blue Valley team coming up next. Your thoughts on what the Rams have done this season and how important this game is?
As you know, they're a solid team. We played them in the TBL championship game, and, you know, we came out on top of that game, and I thought we did a pretty good job of continuing their dribble penetration because that's kind of what they want to do, too. You know, the Pleasant kid was in foul trouble the whole game, and so... And Isaac got hurt. Detweiler got hurt that game. So I'm sure both teams probably feel like we weren't at 100% that game after the injuries and the foul trouble. So it'll be a good game, a good challenge for us. I think the last, you know, we have played Troy, Blue Valley, and then end with Centralia. And those teams are all 3 teams that probably have admirations to be in the sub-state championship games or if not go to state. So good competition here, a good challenge to see where we're at and heading into sub-state. So we're looking forward to the opportunity. We'll get to practice today and tomorrow and try to prepare for them, weather permitting. But we'll hopefully get to play that game and, you know, get another shot at them.
Yeah, Centralia beat Blue Valley last night. So, you know, we got a pretty tough test coming up here in the next 2 games. And kind of talking about you guys at sub-state, you guys are a half game up on Hanover. How important is it to really finish strong and get that number 1 seed?
It's a good thing for us. You know, the sub-state is out of Axville, so it's the last couple of years we've hosted as well, but we've been sitting on the visitor team sideline. So I think it'd be nice and refreshing. This is for the routine to stay on our bench. But you know, to win sub-state, you got to play. You know, if you get a bye, you got to play 2 good games against 2 quality opponents. And so, you know, we just got to keep grinding and keep getting better and, you know, keep trending in the right direction. And I like where we're at. Kids have been working really hard in practice, and so just keep building and see if we can go on a little run here at the end of the season and have a good end to the year.
Absolutely, Coach. Best of luck coming up here on Friday. Look forward to talking to you for one last time coming up next Wednesday.
All right, thanks, Jared.
That was Axel Boys head basketball coach Jason Tynan here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axel Branch, and BND Buildings.